outer units. Muscles are made up of bundles of muscle fibers which stretch from one end of the muscle to the other, from tendon to tendon. If you take a group of these fibers, plus the nerve that makes them contract, what you found is a motor unit. A motor unit consists of the motor neuron plus the fibers it innervates, it sets to contract. These motor units vary in size. Some of them are very, very big, with 500 or more muscle fibers. You find them especially in things like leg muscles. Some are quite small, with 20 or even less muscle fibers. And you find them in the very, very delicate muscles, like in the fingers, or even better, in the eye. So, motor units tend to contain muscle fibers of one type. They are either fast-twitch motor units, or they're slow-twitch motor units. You don't find motor units that are a mixture of fast and slow twitch fibers. And motor units are different size. Big motor units, small motor units. Lots of muscle fibers, very, very few muscle fibers. When the brain is picking out which muscles to contract, it doesn't work on whole muscles. It works on individual motor units. If you need a really, really strong contraction, then the brain will recruit the really, really big motor units with lots and lots of muscle fibers inside. If the brain wants to produce a really forceful contraction, you won't just use one large motor unit, you use several large motor units. So the number of motor units involved also control the amount of strength that's involved. And the other thing to remember is that fast twitch muscle fibers, and therefore fast twitch motor units, generate far more force than slow twitch motor units. So for massive strength, you need to use very, very big fast twitch motor units and quite a few of them at the same time. The practicality is in fact that when the brain starts to make muscles contract, it will tend to recruit slow twitch muscle fibers first. It will tend to recruit slow twitch motor units initially. And if any fatigue occurs, then the slow twitch motor units will be replaced by recruiting fast twitch motor units. But fast twitch motor units do fatigue very, very quickly. That's what we tend to find when we're exercising. The fatigue is very, very rapid because we tend to start using fast twitch motor units, which tend to produce lactic acid and hence fatigue. Another thing needs to be considered about motor units is that motor units only have one option. They either do contract or they don't contract. They either contract completely, a massive maximal force, or they don't contract at all. This is called the all or none principle. And the way we get different gradations of strength depends upon how many or how few of the motor units we are recruiting. If you want a tiny amount of force, for example, to pick up the heavy weight that is a pencil or a key, you only need to recruit a very, very few motor units. Very, very small motor units as well. You don't need big motor units. As the amount of strength, the amount of force required increases, the body will start to recruit bigger motor units and more motor units. So you get more strength from bigger motor units and more strength from more motor units. And the brain works it out. The brain knows how many motor units to recruit because it's got experience. It's done all this sort of stuff before. It knows far, far better than you do how much force is required to move an object, and therefore it knows what size motor units and what number of motor units to recruit. And all this recruitment of motor units to control our strength is called spatial summation.